Weather Deli. It's Shelley's Deli on Today FM.
How are you enjoying the heat, Michelle?
Loving it. Absolutely lapping it up.
You're such a sun goddess. Oh. Look at your colour. You're just like so brown compared to me. Someone told me yesterday I had a great colour and I looked at them and went, yeah, pale and freckly. Are they colours? It's like, I think it must have been really,
a colour.
Really good lighting, I think, perhaps, is what it is.
So when we've had too much sun, we got to get inside and watch some telly. What's on?
Well, I know this is the one you've all been waiting for. The finale of season 10 of RuPaul's Drag Race is on Netflix today.
You know
I know,
it.
Yeah, I know. You've just been dying for this. So we've got Aja O'Hara, Aquaria, Eureka and Cameron Michaels in the final.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well remembered.
Yeah, I didn't even have to read that. You saw that. I just know that off. I'm so excited.
How are they names?
They're drag queen names.
It's a drag race. Yeah, in fairness. Okay. Of all people. Aquaria, they can get away with it.
I mean, I can give you some weirder ones if you want. It's probably not safe to say, but I can give you some weirder ones. So yeah, I'm desperately avoiding spoilers today. That's on Netflix. So obviously available to watch it anytime.
Great.
Can't wait. The Bridge, which, you know, if you haven't gotten into on your, because obviously a lot of the good TV shows are kind of off for summer break now. Yeah. If you want a box set, The Bridge has been kind of hailed as one of the best crime dramas of recent years.
Is this the original one?
This is the original Scandinavian one.
So it was a British
Swedish
remake.
Denmark co-production.
That was the Tunnel. Remember they did it in the Channel Tunnel.
Yeah. Exactly. So this is the original one.
Which was a decent show, but it was nowhere near as good as The Bridge.
Yeah. So the final episode ever is tonight, and they are promising a major twist, which I don't know how I feel about in a finale. I'm like,
twist in the finale.
Hold on a second now. You know, don't just pull the rug out from under me and be like, that's it.
Yeah, leave you hanging. That's
so
cruel.
So that's on BBC Two tonight at 9 o'clock. Saturday is a very quiet day for TV, so just get out and enjoy the sun. But Taken 2 is on Channel 4 at 10 o'clock.
Excellent.
I mean, how can you not love Brian Mills? How can you not love him? He's just...
There's no bad Taken movies. I know that much.
No, there isn't. There isn't. Sunday, I'm just assuming you're going to be cheering on Claire, obviously, because, you know, you've only put up with me for a few minutes, but you've got Sean all the time, so.
Yeah, well, and our Sean will be there. He's going to the match.
He is.
It's in Semple Stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you're following on TV, you've got coverage on RT1 from... Yay, up the banner. So you've got coverage on RT1 from 10 past one. Claire versus Cork is throw-in at 2 p.m. and then Kilkenny versus Galway and throw-in for that is at 4 p.m. So both of those will be on RT on
fine
Sunday.
Day of sports.
It sure is. Yeah. It sure is.
Big games.
So Sean and I will be part of the banner course for that one.
Can we just have Speed of Sport have a quick kind of moment of silence for the fact that there's no World Cup games on today? I don't know what to do with myself. Like, I literally, I'm like, what am I supposed? What do you mean? I could just watch the repeat of England Belgium again.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes, RuPaul's Drag Race. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
And then Wonder Sunday Night, which I mean, definitely, if you know nothing about this movie, sit down and watch it with the family. Really family friendly one. You'll all totally enjoy it. 50 Shades of Grey is on RT1. on
oh, it's animated, isn't it?
Bits of it are. Yeah.
Truly, one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life. I almost got kicked out of the cinema. I went with a group of girls, and we were just laughing so hard at the bits that were like
sexy.
Yeah. And like at one point it was like you guys are gonna have to shut up or leave, but it was just laughing. Wow. We were talking. It was so funny, completely not intentionally. It was excellent. And then one for any time over the weekend, Glow is back for season 2 on Netflix today, and that the first season of that was fantastic. So it is Women's Wrestling League, and it's like 80s style.
It's one of the most authentically 80s shows I've ever seen.
It's super. Yeah. Alison Brie is the lead in that, and she's excellent, you know, from Mad Men and Community. It's the first season was just so good. Yeah. And early reviews on this one are excellent as well. I also had an obsession with WWF wrestling as a child, so
okay.
I wasn't so much into the women's side of it, but I was convinced I was going to marry Bret the Hitman Hart. So you know, this brings me back to a happy time in my life when I thought pink and black leotards were a good look for a guy.
Listen, Shelley, thank you very much for giving us all the telly. We've been playing heatwave hits for everybody all day on the show. Have you got one in particular that you love?
Yeah, I do. This one makes me feel like I should be in a nightclub in like Tenerife for Santa Bonza.
Good.
So a bit of Love Inc, please. You're a superstar.
Nice. What a way to round off your telly.
Up onto the bar, lads. Hands in the air.